Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This time of the week is usually when you get to ask Brian anything you want. Brian's on an airplane, so you're stuck with me. Sorry. As Terry McLaurin yelled yesterday at football practice, eat that! Before we get to the phones, which are lit up, and we're going to take phones the whole rest of the hour, I think. 800-636-1067. Dan Quinn addressing the media about the Jahan Dotson trade. Take it away, DQ.
Today, so I think I'll start off by, there's a famous quote, the only thing constant in life is change. And that's in life, but it's also in football, too. And speaking of that change, I want to thank Jahan and Riley for their time here. And we wish them the very best in their next chapter. So a lot of changes, honestly, since Adam and I arrived. And there'll be a lot more, you know, in the future, too. So the one thing that cannot change and won't is the way that we compete. And that's in every single part of what we've done. You've heard us talk through that from the time we got here. And so that's literally what we stand for in everything, to find those edges, find those margins in all sorts of ways. So all that said, John, ready to get started?
So why the decision to trade Jahan?
You know, I think at the end, we're always going to make the decisions, you know, that are just rock solid and best for the team. And this was one of those examples where we had an opportunity to do that. And so that's why we did it.
How much of that, how much did the performance of others maybe at similar spots contribute to the decision to then make that move?
I think everything's a factor when you're, you know, talking about evaluations of things. You've heard us say this. We thought this was a deep and strong group that had a lot of, you know, different guys and feature them in different ways. But certainly at the end, like I said, just really a matter of just, hey, here was an opportunity to go help the team, and thought that was the best way to go about it.
Hey, Dan. So obviously you and Adam are going through a lot of firsts together. Next week with the cutdown day will be another one. How do you envision sort of the whatever the final conversations may be? How do you kind of see that going down? And ultimately, if there's a stalemate, does what happens then?
Yeah, no stalemates. He gets that one to go. So what I love is being, you know, a part of the process with him. But that's Adam's call to go. But the good news is, you know, we're in all the meetings together and discuss the players together. And it's the hardest part of it, you know, to whether you have to talk to somebody after, you know, releasing them or trade or however those, you know, conversations work. The important thing is we get a chance to, you know, give feedback to the player and where it's at. But it's always the hardest part, you know, next week and into that process. But it is part of it. And as the evaluations go, so much goes into it. It's not one game or one quarter. You know, you try to use the whole body of work, you know, to put the best group available.
And I know we're done talking about the QB1 conversation in terms of competition, but in terms of the rest of the room, is there any other competition going, whether it's for the two or keeping three, or how do you kind of view that?
Yeah, we won't say, you know, in terms of how many, but what I can say and what I have before is this is a really remarkable quarterback room that can also give energy, you know, to other parts of the team. So love the way that they have actually competed. Ben, that's one of the things that really stood out to me in their support of one another. So like a lot of spots on the roster, big decisions there, you know, as it goes down to, you know, how many and how to feature the guys. But, man, I couldn't be more impressed by the group.
Will QB1 play on Sunday?
He will not, Batman.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. First training camp here. Did it go?
There you go. That is Dan Quinn addressing the media. Some really good information there. I think, Lanfield, you're the chief BS officer of the program. He wished Jahan well. He said they're happy with the group they've got, and they'll continue to try to improve the team. I think that's all pretty accurate, right? Like, I don't hear it as, yeah, we got to go out and add somebody else. Also, obviously, the I suppose breaking news is that Jaden Daniels isn't going to play Sunday night. You'd be a buffoon if you thought he was. What did you hear there from DQ?
I think when he said that he wishes him well, he means it. I don't think they got any animosity towards the guy. He did say that it was Adam Peters' decision. I don't think that he meant to imply that maybe they weren't like 100% in agreement there, but I did notice that, and I thought that was kind of interesting. And then with Jaden not playing, nobody really expected him to, right?
Like I said, if you did, you're a buffoon. I'm not saying you wanted him to. Want versus expectations are different, but he wasn't going to. I think the really aren't that many surprises, honestly. So I think, I don't know. I want to let the folks be mad or be happy or whatever. Some of the folks have been on hold a while. PJ is in St. Louis. We're going to St. Louis. You can find me in St. Louis. What up, PJ?
Hey, JP, how are you?
Sneezing a lot today.
Well, hope those allergies get a little better. I just wanted to call and ask. You said a couple times over the past couple months that this season's really about figuring out if you found your franchise QB, and I kind of agree with you. I'm wondering, are you at all concerned about the lack of established weapons for a rookie QB? If that can, say he has a bad season with lack of weapons, does that hurt his confidence moving forward? I'd just love to hear your take on that.
So I've heard this, and I feel like this became a thing with Justin Fields, because everybody was so convinced that Chicago didn't do enough for him. And I don't know, but I think when you're just really good, you're really good. I think you look at Houston last year, and everybody is now convinced that Nico Collins and Tank Dell were just studs, right? And hell, maybe they are, but you're talking about a third rounder and a fourth rounder that just had awesome seasons because the quarterback was awesome. And you can say that, like, a guy doesn't have enough weapons, whatever you want, and that may or may not be true. You'd love for every situation to be Brock Purdy, where you know the team is loaded and Purdy's able to succeed. I don't know that. I mean, Terry McLaurin is a stud, right? He's getting paid like a stud. He's had whatever it is, 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons. McLaurin's a stud, right? So you're putting Jaden Daniels into a situation where there's at least a stud at wideout. Austin Eckler scored 40 touchdowns in 2 seasons, and that was only 2 years ago. Eckler had over 100 catches. Zach Ertz has been to Pro Bowls and won a Super Bowl. So I don't know that they don't have enough weapons. And I'm not saying this one way or the other, but I'm not entirely convinced that having Jahan meant they had enough weapons. Like, if you remove the draft status and just, and Matthew Berry always does this, player A, player B. If you just were shown Jahan's stats through 2 seasons, I don't think anybody would be like, man, that's an elite weapon. Right? So.
No, yeah, totally.
I don't know. If you thought they had enough weapons or did not, I'm not entirely convinced that losing Jahan changes that calculus. Thank you for listening in St. Louis. Is that Central time zone? What time is it in St. Louis?
It is 12:13 p.m.
Okay. So you're an hour behind. Central. Do you eat that weird plastic cheese pizza they like out there?
Of course. I got to stick up for Emo's. We love it out here. Home of Jason Tatum and home of Emo's Pizza.
All right, man. Take care. Also home of my friend Brian's wife, Jamie Callery. My man Tyler been on hold over an hour, and I'm sorry about that, Tyler. Tyler, what up?
What's up, JP?
Chilling. Sneezing.
Hey, this is Tyler Turner. I was calling to apologize for my miscommunication on X with you. I wasn't calling you an idiot. I was trying to say, look at this idiot that thinks the Eagles took Jahan so they could get Washington's playbook. I strongly disagree with that guy.
Oh, were you doing a bit? And I didn't see it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. That's my fault.
I had bit blinders on?
Yeah, as far as the trade goes, I'm of the trust this regime until they prove they can't be trusted crowd. I don't really know what to make of it at this point.
Yo,
if they bring in a big name receiver, it'll make a lot more sense in my eyes. But that's all I got, man. Happy Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday and cheers, brother.
Tyler, I mean this sincerely. You're a stand-up dude to wait on hold for an hour to apologize. Nobody ever apologizes to me, so I appreciate that. And you didn't need to. That's my bad for missing the bit, man. All good. Thank you, man.
That's my fault, man. Have a good one.
Take care. How about that, Landfill? I legitimately think that's the first time in history someone has apologized to me on this program. Like, ever.
I mean, I've certainly never done it.
Especially after apologizing for something that happened on the cesspool that is Twitter. Listen, man, if you're willing to wade into the Twitter waters, you got to take all the arrows, all the slings, everything that's happening out there. Kenny or Zion? Where do you want to go?
Kenny.
Kenny it is. Hello, Kenny. Kenny, you there? Landfill, Kenny was your pick. You get him on the damn phone. Kenny!
I mean, that's my fault.
Kenny! See you later, Kenny. Zion is in Sterling. What up, Z?
I'm here in Surrey County, Virginia. Hey, great. I got to let y'all know, I am glad that we got a coach and a GM that knows real football. I feel like we're going to a smash mouth, violent, physical, high speed style of football. And at the wide receiver position, you got to love the block. And you got to have a body frame to be about that life. Terry is going to be our wide receiver number two. I smell it coming. He's great. Yes, I love him. 4,000 yards, back-to-back season, all that great stuff he's done. But he's small. We need some big, mean wide receivers that can match that intensity that's going to be coming out the backfield with Brian Robinson. I call him bulletproof. That brother coming out the backfield, powerful. So it's going to be a winning brand of football. But it's going to be physical, and then it's going to be a bunch of dusty clouds on the field.
Thank you, Zion. I don't know that that was a question, but that's okay. Appreciate the call. 800-636-1067. We're going to talk to Ben Bolin from Boston next. Listen, Jaden Daniels not playing? Cool. The Patriots are lining up Jacoby Brissett and Drake May. So this could be a pretty cool, interesting game to watch. I was just talking to Grant in the break. One thing that's been kind of a bummer is we haven't seen what I would determine to be the Commanders' actual starting defense, really, at all this offseason, because Wagner, John Allen, and Deron Payne haven't played, and they're sure as hell not going to play Sunday night. I am fascinated to see if they are significantly better with that group on the field. I don't know that they will be, but they've run some different packages with Wagner out there and Luvu as well that I think will be really interesting to see, and we're not going to get to see it. Some of the interesting parts hearing, kind of gearing up. Tuesday's cut day, right? Monday, Brian and I are going to be at this golf tournament, Contractors Against Cancer. Really excited about that. Tuesday's cut day. And I don't know how the bottom of some of these position groups is going to shake out. I do think it'll be fascinating to watch some of the decisions they make. You keep it four tight ends. This Kaz Allen thing, how much of a priority is Kaz Allen? You got him working with the running backs now? He fumbled last week. I know that. I also think you can get Kaz to your practice squad. I am just genuinely interested in a lot of what they can or can't do. Landfill, I'd like to ask you a question also. I can see the cluster buster. Is he holding pizza? What's he holding?
It's most likely pizza. Yeah. Yeah, he is holding pizza. That is confirmed.
And it all of a sudden smells like Italian subs around here. Are you aware of that smell?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Is there like a... You hold on one goddamn second, Chris. Hold on. Now, hold on. I thought we were all in this together. You made a point. Even though you've been running around constantly, you made a point of telling me that you are on our show today.
I'm also on Great and Danny today.
Did you go get a sub?
No, Ryan brought stuff in for certain someone's birthday today.
And just completely excluded Landfill and I. And included you.
I'm working their show today, too.
They did also include
you get
Denton
to go
today.
Home.
They included Denton?
Yes.
Stallion! Stallion, you little glow-up bleep! Get over here! I'm just screaming now. I am hungry, and I am angry. Stallion! So he brought in food for Denton and Heavy Metal Chris. Yo, it's Danny's birthday. Fire away. Get your ass on that microphone. I don't care how late we go, Landfill. I don't give a rip. You don't need headphones. You can hear me. You don't need any damn headphones. Can you hear me? Clear,
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. It's Danny Rouillet's birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Danny.
Happy birthday,
Have
Danny.
A great birthday, Danny. I mean it sincerely.
Yeah.
You brought food in for everybody.
No, I did not bring in food. I was going to go pick up food. I was ordered by Danny to go get food for his birthday.
And so Danny had to get his own food for his birthday?
Well, I paid for it.
It was Beamish's
birthday. I can tell you this, that's going to change.
It was Beamish's birthday, and I ordered a lot of food.
Yeah.
And everybody that was here got to have it.
I was out on vacation. So, I just came back.
So Heavy Metal Chris got food, right?
Yes, because he's working our show today.
What about Denton Day?
Well, we brought in a pizza. I'm not the one who's in charge of the pizza. It's not my birthday. I was just in there.
Landfill, like, what do we think here?
I think it's definitely Ryan's fault.
Landfill primarily. And I have been so
good pizza.
Most of the freaking program. Brian's in California. Heavy Metal Chris is apparently the tech expert.
Mm-hmm.
We're starving. We're dying.
We're fighting
and dying on these streets. I've been talking about Jahan Dotson for 3.5 hours. Now there's pizza and food everywhere. And Landfill tells me you're to blame.
I mean, I know he's going to say that I'm to blame. If I did anything, if I just walked in the room and something blew up.
You're the one that walked in with the food.
I know I walked in with food, but guess what? I didn't pay for the food. I didn't even have any idea.
You just said you paid for the food.
I paid for the food, yes. I hope to God I'm not paying for the food. I can tell you that. $78 I don't have.
Hold on, Landfill. Did he pay for the food or not? Because he keeps saying he paid for the food, but he didn't pay for the food.
He paid for the food. He picked the food up. He brought the food into the station. He passed out the food.
Whenever I have
to
stuff
everyone who works,
do I offer you stuff?
You always do, but this is
I
not
rest my freaking
this is,
case.
This is not my idea, though.
So he picked it up and paid for it, but he's not in charge of it in any capacity.
I mean, I saw him handing it out to everyone but us.
Because I was given directions.
Do you think Landfill likes food?
I know he, yes, I know everyone likes food.
Do you think I like food?
I know you do, yes.
Did I get you like 800 Zins from North Carolina?
You did, and I ran through those real quick.
During the Zinpocalypse?
It's still going on.
It seems better now.
Okay.
I'm disappointed. You know what? I'm not mad.
You're not mad.
I'm just disappointed.
You scolded me. The doors were open.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I know you are, and I'm sorry. This was not my call. Danny wanted the Italian store for his birthday. I live right next to the Italian store.
Picked it up, paid for it, gave it out to everyone but Landfill and I. But it's not his fault.
I was directed to order 4 subs and a Sicilian pizza. That's all I did.
Landfill, how many subs or Sicilian pizza did you get?
I got no sub, Sicilian pizza.
Also, no sub, no Sicilian pizza here. You know who would never treat me like this, Landfill? You know who would never treat me like this?
Orsman.
The fine people at Orsman Automotive of Virginia, they would never, ever, ever treat me like this. In fact, I once did a podcast at Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Garv Galati ordered like 80 pizzas. Everybody got pizza. It was a pizza party. That's the kind of service you get at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. I want everyone in the DMV to go buy a car from Orsman Automotive of Virginia, except Ryan the Stallion. I want you to pay overpriced. I want you to go somewhere else, get terrible interest rates, and a real POS car. Everybody else, go to Orsman, buy a dope car, get good interest rates. I'm starving. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Folks been calling all day. We're going to keep the phone lines open. Something weird happened in the last segment. I think like a demon took over or something. Go back and get on the Odyssey app. Hit rewind if you need to. I'm going to let my man Kenny call back from North Carolina. Kenny, are you there this time?
JP, you hear me?
I hear you, buddy. What's up?
Listen, this to me was nothing but a culture thing. You can't have one bad apple spoil the whole bunch. When you got a new coaching staff and you're trying to make everybody get on the same page, even if the perception is he was not coachable or doing as they were asking him to do, first he got moved down the depth chart, and the second time, you know, now he gets shown the door. I think this was just one bad apple, not spoiling the whole bunch, and the coaching staff in the front office is absolutely 100% right to get rid of that guy now. You know, the last regimes we had in here, he probably could act like any way he wanted to. But I applaud the move that you were able to get a 3 back from, because that guy's going to be a starter if you pick the right guy.
Kenny,
so I applaud the move.
I'm with you as far as, like, now is the right time to do it. I think it was Mike Rizzo. I don't remember where I first heard this, but there's a lot of decisions being made in life where the right time to make them is never. But the best time to do something is never, right? Like, if you're in a bad marriage, the right time to get divorced is never. But if you got to do it, the best time to do it is yesterday. Like, some things you just got to act, right? You got to be decisive. If you have an employee, you have to fire. Like, letting it linger doesn't help. So I do applaud them for that. I don't know. I think calling Jahan Dotson a cancer is a bridge too far. I didn't
mean it like that. I said one bad apple.
I don't even know that he's a bad apple, dude. He just might not be very physical and they want physical
lineups. Read between the lines of what Quinn was saying when you played that tape a little while ago.
I think there's a big difference, though, because to me, Bad Apple starts to talk about character. And I don't know that there's a character concern here as much as it's he's the wrong fit for what they're building. And, right. And dude, like, I talked to people around the NFL, and one answer I got after, because I'm telling you, that catch against the Jets with Jeff Driscoll at quarterback just before halftime stood out to me. And a bunch of people in the NFL were like, how thrilled would you be if you were still out there in the first preseason game? Like, there's a lot of different philosophies, man. I do appreciate you calling back, though, Kenny. Thanks, buddy. Co from the Foe has a question. What's up, Co?
What's up, JP? Man, my question is, brother, when you next time you get in the press conference, see what's going on with Martavis Bryant. I know he had a stint with Dallas, and we brought him in here. I thought maybe Dan Quinn might have saw something and brought him over here. But what's going on? I haven't seen him out in the field or nothing like that. What's going on with Brian? Maybe you got some insight. What's up?
Sure, man. I think, you know, Quinn and Martavis have talked at this point. I watched him yesterday going through drills. It was kind of interesting in that they kind of are starting to divide guys up, that, especially in individual work, that they consider as outside guys versus inside guys. And I think Martavis Bryant yesterday was probably like fourth in line in the drills with the guys that are clearly outside guys. You know, he's got an opportunity. The fact that the rules have changed on practice squads have really kind of changed the scenario for Bryant. And for everybody that's like, oh, man, but if you put him on the practice squad, you might lose him. They signed him on August 17th. Like, he was available to the whole world. He does present something, though, that's completely different in that he's got size, speed, athleticism. They don't have anybody. All their receivers are like my size, basically. And then there's Bryson Tremaine, who catches everything thrown his way and has had a really good camp. But not an explosive athlete. And then there's Martavis Bryant, who is an explosive athlete, but hasn't played in the NFL in 6 years. I don't know how it's all going to shake out. It's going to be very interesting to watch. I wouldn't be overly excited about Martavis Bryant, but like, if he makes a play tomorrow night, like when you get to next Tuesday, when they have to do roster cuts, there is one less dude that's going to be on the roster in Jahan Dotson, right? Like, if they're going to keep six wideouts, everybody got bumped up one spot because Dotson is gone. And I find that pretty interesting. You know, Tischer and I talked about this yesterday. Like, who is the Dotson news best for? Who is the Dotson trade best for? And you could honestly make an argument that it's best for a guy like Bryson Tremaine or even Martavis Bryant. Maybe it's best for a guy like Kaz Allen, who, despite a fumble and I think a really misplayed punt return, they seem to like. And maybe he gets on the roster because he's an intriguing piece that they don't really have that kind of shiftiness elsewhere. Eckler, I think, gives you that, but you're not going to use Eckler in some of those roles. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating to watch what happens with Bryant, if anything. I don't know how it will all shake out. But, I mean, he was so damn good with the Steelers back in the day, but it was 10 years ago. Lanville, we've basically done nothing but talk about Jahan Dotson all day, save for a little portion where I screamed at Stallion about getting food for everybody but you and I. Just so we're clear, if somebody goes and gets the food and pays for the food, doesn't that make them in charge of the food?
Absolutely, yeah. Ryan the Stallion betrayed us.
Betrayed us. You have a number of topics on the show sheet
that is correct
that you wanted me to discuss, and I largely just blew it all off and just kept talking about Jahan, largely because people just kept calling nonstop.
Right. Yes.
Now, is there one topic on here you'd like to address most?
I would like to hear your opinion on who the top performers in Commanders training camp were.
Today is the last day of camp, which is kind of wild. Also means next week, like, the reporters getting to watch all of practice is over. All right. Who has been the best performers of camp? Sammer still jumps to mind defensively. he's been really good. I think, honestly, Jaden Daniels has been really, really good. Diami's been quite good. I think Eckler and Ertz have looked fantastic when I wasn't necessarily expecting that. B-Rob looks good and strong, but I kind of was expecting that. Like, I know what they have in Brian Robinson. You know, the kicking situation has been really bad. Can't stress that enough. But the operation, a term we learned so much about last year, has looked quite good. Tyler Ott seems to have completely, like, the best thing that can happen with a long snapper is you just never hear their name. And I think that's the direction that's going to go with Ott there. Like, the only way you hear about long snapper, like when Sundberg was here for so long and he was so good, you only heard about his charity work. You know what I mean? Like, let's hope Tyler Ott does charity. I know I was kind of surprised by this. He's a good Instagram follow. He's always throwing content up on the gram. I don't know his exact handle, but you should follow him. Who else has looked really good out there? I think the other rookies have kind of come around. I am very curious, though, as much as this rookie class will kind of rise and fall on what Jaden Daniels does, right now, granted it's only preseason, the second-round pick and the third-round pick haven't played at all. Johnny Newton, Illinois D-tackle, not playing. Brandon Coleman, third round, left tackle, not playing. Like, at some point, that's a thing. I don't know that now is that point, but at some point, that is a thing. Defensively, in the secondary, I don't know what they've got. I can't be more clear. I don't know what they've got at corner. Castro Fields has had a pretty decent camp. Castro Fields is the guy they signed. Is he off the Jets practice squad a couple of years ago? He's been up and down off their practice squad. You don't want to aspirin syndrome ourselves. Is Castro Fields looking good relative to competition, or is he looking good? Right? Like, those are reasonable questions that we don't necessarily have answers to, but you know who will have answers or who will provide a real test? Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Baker Mayfield, Tampa, week one. Tyler Owens, I think, has probably been one of the cooler stories from camp. Undrafted free agent out of Texas Tech, Red Raiders. I think he's on the roster, frankly. I don't know how the hell they're going to shake out the safety room, and I don't know how they have enough corners. You generally want six corners, and I think if you got to pick six from what they've got right now, you got at least two that are practice squad players, and I think they're going to be super active on the waiver wire, particularly at the corner position. One name to watch, man. I think it's a kid out of Dallas. I'm trying to remember his name. Corner, Eric Scott. Keep an eye on Eric Scott. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. That's great news coming right there. Dylan Cruz in the outfield Monday night against the Yanks. That should be a lot of fun in old Natstown. I hope folks are excited and ready for that. That LSU team, geez, they were loaded. Cruz and Skeens. Hell of a show today. A lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Landfill, this weekend, I am actually going to a soccer game. Now, I'm obviously going to the Commanders game Sunday night. And we have an hour-long pregame show on NBC4. Everybody watch it, please. I'm going to try some food on the show. You might be into that. They're rolling out. You know how every team, every sport, every season shows like all the new food options? So they're doing that prior to the game with selected media. And I'm going to try. What do you think I should try to do? Have them make it fresh for me at 7 when we're on the air, or just keep it from like 4 o'clock when they're showing everybody and then eat it 3 hours later?
I think you should try to get them to make it for you.
Yeah, I think so too, right?
3-hour-old ballpark food could be a little rough there.
Yeah, you're not incorrect. But Sunday, I am taking my daughter and her friends to the Spirit game. This will be my first Spirit game, Lamphill. I am fired up. How do you think me and six kids are going to do at the Spirit game on Sunday, Lamphill?
Somebody is putting you in charge of six separate children?
Let's be clear, my wife is also going. So she's, like, in charge. Okay. I'm kind of just there.
You're the seventh child that she'll be in charge of.
Not incorrect. Are you at all surprised that I'm having a lot of trouble accessing my tickets from the Spirit?
No, I'm not. Technology seems to flummox you every chance it gets, and I'm not surprised at all. Back to the seven children at the soccer game. Who's driving?
I'll drive.
Okay, so you can't even drink.
I got to work that night. I'm not going to drink. I got to go to the game that night. Goodness gracious.
You're going to two different sporting events in one day?
You're damn right.
That's a lot.
My daughter's ninth birthday seemingly never ends. This is now like the fifth time we've celebrated this, which is great. It's tremendous. But yeah, dude. So,
is that this one?
No, that's the little one. That's the little one. She turned six in January. But yeah, dude, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. And like soccer games at noon, I know they're 90 minutes. How long does a soccer game go? 2 hours?
Yeah, like 2:15. They started adding extreme amounts of stoppage time, which is quite annoying.
What should I expect? What is the typical halftime entertainment at a Washington Spirit game?
I'm going to be honest. I've never been, so I can't tell you there.
Has Heavy Metal Chris ever been to a Washington Spirit game?
I have not, no.
I have covered a Washington Spirit practice. They practiced at Georgetown, and we did a story on Trinity Rodman for NBC4. And they were very nice and very good at soccer. But this will be my first game there. I've been to games at Audi Field. I've been to a Defenders game. I've been to multiple DC United games. The parking at Audi Field, god-awful. So I think my plan, tell me what you guys think about this plan, is drop the kids over there and then just come park here and then walk back over there.
So you're going to stick your wife watching six children alone?
How much help am I really? It's
I mean, that's fair.
To bring it all the way back to Jahan Dotson, did they give up a weapon? How much better or worse off are they now? I don't know. Every day we make bets.
Is your wife getting a third-round draft pick?
Do we have any idea what anybody did?
Absolutely. We didn't make bets yesterday because there was some news and there was a Nats game, so we didn't make bets. But I do have the official standings for the week if you want to hear them.
I do.
So first place was me.
Really?
Yep. I came in first. I was 3-0.
I do not believe you.
I was 3-0. And actually in second place was B Mitch. He was 2-2. He had a parlay. Third place was JP. JP was 1-2.
Did Jeff go over?
And Jeff did go over. He was in fourth, but he didn't actually come in last. Ryan the Stallion came in last when he betrayed us.
Ryan the Stallion he's on the list now. And we've alerted Brian. Brian not happy. I think based on the text Brian has sent, is it fair to say he's not happy with today's transgressions?
He's not pleased.
He's not pleased. He's in California with his granddaughter and still mad at the Stallion.
He's stuck in a metal box hurling across the sky, just being angry at Ryan.
I wonder if he's there by now.
Who knows?
Who knows? He's able to text. I know that much. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to everybody that called in. It was a really fun show today, honestly. Thank you to a lot of great calls. Listen, if you're mad about the trade, you have a right to be. I wouldn't be, but you have a right to it. Thank you to Craig Hoffman for joining us. Thank you to Steve Palazzolo for joining us. Thank you to the Rooster for sitting in for a few minutes. No thank you to Ryan the Stallion.
Thank you to Heavy Metal Chris.
Thank you to Heavy Metal Chris. Kinda. He got food we didn't.
Hey, he was useful, though.
I think, you know what I'm going to do? I want people to unfollow Ryan the Stallion. Absolutely. Whatever his Twitter handle is, unfollow him.
Send him a reminder about how much money he wasted on that Corbin jersey and then unfollow him.
Happy birthday to Danny Rouillet. Grant and Danny up next. Big news for the Nats. Calling up Dylan Cruz. I'm sure those guys will be all over it. Sunday night, preseason game. Watch us. Channel 4. It is Farley Beer. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. That's great news coming right there. Dylan Cruz in the outfield Monday night against the Yanks. That should be a lot of fun in old Nats Town. I hope folks are excited and ready for that. That LSU team, geez, they were loaded. They Cruz and Skeens. Hell of a show today. A lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Landfill, this weekend, I am actually going to a soccer game. Now, I'm obviously going to the Commanders game Sunday night. And we have an hour-long pregame show on NBC4. Everybody watch it, please. I'm going to try some food on the show. You might be into that. They're rolling out. You know how every team, every sport, every season shows like all the new food options? So they're doing that prior to the game with selected media. And I'm going to try, what do you think I should try to do? Have them make it fresh for me at 7 when we're on the air, or just keep it from like 4 o'clock when they're showing everybody and then eat it 3 hours later?
I think you should try to get them to make it for you.
Yeah, I think so too, right?
3-hour-old ballpark food could be a little rough there.
Yeah, you're not incorrect. But Sunday, I am taking my daughter and her friends to the Spirit game. This will be my first Spirit game, Landfill. I am fired up. How do you think me and 6 kids are going to do at the Spirit game on Sunday, Landfill?
Somebody is putting you in charge of 6 separate children?
Let's be clear, my wife is also going. So she's like in charge. Okay. I'm kind of just there.
You're the 7th child that she'll be in charge of.
Not incorrect. Are you at all surprised that I'm having a lot of trouble accessing my tickets from the Spirit?
No, I'm not. Technology seems to flummox you every chance it gets, and I'm not surprised at all. Back to the 7 children at the soccer game. Who's driving?
I'll drive.
Okay, so you can't even drink.
I got to work that night. I'm not going to drink. I got to go to the game that night. Goodness gracious.
You're going to 2 different sporting events in one day?
You're damn right.
That's a lot.
My daughter's 9th birthday seemingly never ends. This is now like the 5th time we've celebrated this, which is great. It's tremendous. But yeah, dude. So,
is that this one?
No, that's the little one. That's the little one. She turned 6 in January. But yeah, dude, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. And like, soccer games at noon, I know they're 90 minutes. How long does a soccer game go? 2 hours?
Yeah, like 2:15. They started adding extreme amounts of stoppage time, which is quite annoying.
What should I expect? What is the typical halftime entertainment at a Washington Spirit game?
I'm going to be honest. I've never been, so I can't tell you there.
Has Heavy Metal Chris ever been to a Washington Spirit game?
I have not, no.
I have covered a Washington Spirit practice. They practiced at Georgetown, and we did a story on Trinity Rodman for NBC4. And they were very nice and very good at soccer. But this will be my first game there. I've been to games at Audi Field. I've been to a Defenders game. I've been to multiple DC United games. The parking at Audi Field, god-awful. So I think my plan, tell me what you guys think about this plan, is drop the kids over there and then just come park here and then walk back over there.
So you're going to stick your wife watching 6 children alone?
How much help am I really? I mean,
that's fair.
To bring it all the way back to Jahan Dotson, did they give up a weapon? How much better or worse off are they now? I don't know. Every day we make bets.
Is your wife getting a 3rd-round draft pick?
Do we have any idea what anybody did?
Absolutely. We didn't make bets yesterday because there was some news and there was a Nats game, so we didn't make bets. But I do have the official standings for the week if you want to hear them.
I do.
So first place was me.
Really?
Yep. I came in first. I was 3-0.
I do not believe you.
I was 3-0. And actually in second place was B. Mitch. He was 2-2. He hit a parlay. Third place was JP. JP was 1-2.
Did Jeff go 0-for?
And Jeff did go 0-for. He was in fourth, but he didn't actually come in last. Ryan the Stallion came in last when he betrayed us.
Ryan the Stallion on He's on the list now. And we've alerted Brian. Brian not happy. I think based on the text Brian has sent, is it fair to say he's not happy with today's transgressions?
He's not pleased.
He's not pleased. He's in California with his granddaughter and still mad at Stallion.
He's stuck in a metal box hurling across the sky, just being angry at Ryan.
I wonder if he's there by now.
Who knows?
Who knows? He's able to text. I know that much. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to everybody that called in. It was a really fun show today, honestly. Thank you to a lot of great calls. Listen, if you're mad about the trade, you have a right to be. I wouldn't be, but you have a right to it. Thank you to Craig Hoffman for joining us. Thank you to Steve Palazzolo for joining us. Thank you to the Rooster for sitting in for a few minutes. No thank you to Ryan the Stallion.
Thank you to Heavy Metal Chris.
Thank you to Heavy Metal Chris. Kinda. He got food we didn't.
Hey, he was useful, though.
I think, you know what I'm going to do? I want people to unfollow Ryan the Stallion.
Absolutely.
Whatever his Twitter handle is, unfollow him.
Send him a reminder about how much money he wasted on that Corbin jersey, and then unfollow him.
Happy birthday to Danny Rie. Grant and Danny up next. Big news for the Nats. Calling up Dylan Cruz. I'm sure those guys will be all over it. Sunday night, preseason game. Watch us. Channel 4. It is Farley Beer.